Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the place, man. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is obviously a special edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Labor Day style, baby. Yep, that's right. While you sit around and hang out, we're still working, everybody. That's the way we do it here on the Dorf on Sports radio program. And you know what? Today is a special day, people. Unbelievable week in the world of sports, and we get the opportunity to talk to you all about it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Man, oh man. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great, man. It's Labor Day weekend. It's just how we do things around here, and we got lots to talk about, man. College football is well underway, NFL, a whole bunch of stuff, buddy.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about college football, man, my big takeaway, at least from week zero and week one so far, are that a lot of freshman quarterbacks out there all across the country, Mike Wilson. Is that right or what?
A lot of freshman quarterbacks and a lot of freshman quarterbacks playing extremely well.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, and we got one right in our backyard, don't we, here with the Arizona State Sun Devils. So we'll get into that. Obviously, you were there to take in game one for the Arizona State Sun Devils, and we'll get into all of what's going on so far in college football. But yes, you're right. That also means we're 1 week closer to NFL football, too. So that gets started literally next week, man. I'm excited, if you can't tell. But we're getting loose. We're getting warmed up. There's so much to get into. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, people. We're just getting warmed up, getting loose. It is a special edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition right here on Labor Day weekend. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, special edition here on the Labor Day weekend where you people hang around and don't work. We still do because we know we've got to keep you entertained here on the program. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. It's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Mike, before we get into some baseball, and we're not going to have John Poulter today, if my memory serves me correctly, because I believe he's got something going on this weekend. But we will talk a little bit of baseball. But I want to just get a quick little thing in here about the U.S. Open. Obviously, Coco Gauff took on Naomi Osaka on Saturday, and it didn't go extremely well for her. However, with that being said, there was one of the coolest, specialist moments that I've ever seen in the sports world in general. Did you happen to catch what happened after the match between Osaka and Coco Gauff?
Yeah, I saw it on tape. I didn't see it live, but I saw it on tape, and I have to agree with you. You know, my knowledge of tennis doesn't even come close to what yours is, but I recognize a class act, when I see it. And, what Osaka did in terms of being so gracious to the young lady, Coco, was unbelievable in my book.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive to say the least. It was something that honestly I've never seen on the women's side for sure, because normally it seems to me like they are a little bit more catty when they lose. However, Naomi Osaka put all that to bed for me, and I was a huge fan of hers before that, Mike, but I'm an even bigger fan of hers after what she did with Coco. That was extremely above and beyond the call of duty. That's her time to get the limelight. And she understood the moment. She understood the fact that this is a young lady who's 15 years old. And the fact that she's taken this stuff in, the way that she's able to take it in, it's pretty amazing. And then to see her crying, the emotions that she just felt, honestly, man, I know what she felt. She felt like she was a disappointment. And to be totally honest, she was the farthest thing from a disappointment. It was just a matter of her going out there and playing a gal that's number one in the world right now, or one of the top players in the world, for crying out loud. And she's 15, and she's got a lot to learn. I think that that was the story that I took away. And Osaka was gracious in victory. I'm sure she would have been a little bit upset as far as it goes if she would have lost that match. But truth be told, under the circumstances, I've never seen anything like it, and it was really, really nice to see.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know, just how better the sports world would be if we had more people like Osaka that recognized, you know, what she was talking about in terms of Coco and just showing the graciousness in her win and saying those things about Coco. Just how better the sports world would be if we just had a little bit more of that.
Yeah, no, I agree, and we'll talk more about that later with Amy Lundy, sports journalist who writes for ESPN.com, and will be a contributor for a new app called Tennis One. We'll talk to her about what's going on at the U.S. Open in just a little bit. And I do want to talk a little baseball with you, bro, because some craziness has happened here over the past, I don't know, couple weeks or so, where the Chicago Cubs have definitely kind of, in a bad way for me, they've been able to flex their muscles a little bit and establish themselves as a team that is definitely in the wild card, at least right now, and they have a 3.5 game lead over, this is one that's going to surprise you, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are somehow, some way, 4 games over 500, relatively impressive. And then the Philadelphia Phillies, who are 3.5 games back as well. Milwaukee 4 back, and the Mets are 4 back, and I'd pretty much say that those guys are out of it. But Cubs have definitely made a pretty good move. Them, along with the Nationals, I feel like have somewhat asserted themselves as the two, obviously, front runners for the wild card. But I ultimately think they're the two teams that get in, Mike.
No, I'll agree with you there. The Cubs have been playing good ball. They've been doing what they're supposed to do. If they want to get in the playoffs, you got to win games. And they're winning games. They're 6-4 in their last 10, however, but I totally, absolutely agree with you that the chances of them getting in to the playoffs, to the wild card at least, is very good at this point. And it's nice to see. Javi Baez has played really well. And I'll tell you what, every time, you know, I'm a Cubs fan, but just watching, I don't know how anybody can not enjoy watching Javi Baez play baseball. He's just fun to watch. Plays with a lot of passion, a lot of joy. So if they can get to the playoffs, it's just going to create a bigger stage for that young man.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, and if I'm not mistaken, is this a contract year or is that next year?
I believe this is a contract year.
So
you know, with his play, and you know, he's hit, you know, for him, he's hit quite a few home runs. And but they pay him to play defense. I mean, that guy, I haven't seen a guy play defense like him in the infield for a long time. He kind of a little bit reminds me of Ozzie Smith from the Cardinals from back in the day in terms of his play in the field.
Yeah, I mean, look, he does obviously lead the team in RBI, I believe, at 85 or something along those lines. And then, you know, you look at his games played, he's played 132 games. He's had 529 at bats. He hits for an average of 282. But with that being said, you know, the guy leads your team in RBI, has 29 home runs to go along with it. And you're right. I think he's one of those guys that people want to see. Rizzo, another guy, people want to see him. You know, he's a guy that steps up for the Chicago Cubs in the postseason before. And you know what? I look at them as a team that if they get in, they're trouble, man. They got a lot of talent, Mike. So, you know, it is what it is. Let's take a quick look at the other side real quickly. As you have Cleveland now on top by a half a game. You got Oakland right there, knotted up with the Rays. Boston, somehow, some way, they're like getting themselves somewhat close to being in this conversation, but they're still 5.5 games back, 10 games over 500 at this moment. Who wins this thing out, man? Is it Oakland or the Tampa Bay Rays? I think that Cleveland's going to wind up being in them, or the Twins, one of those two wind up being in. But I think the Twins have kind of gotten a little space between them and Cleveland now. So Cleveland, Oakland, Tampa, who gets in? Two out of three.
Well, you're right with Minnesota. I mean, they have gained some space. They're 4.5 games up on Cleveland in their division. I think Cleveland is the one that gets in. I would like to see Oakland get in. I think that would be a great story because they just, I mean, the stadium thing with them, there's always a threat the last couple of years of maybe them moving to Portland. I know Portland's trying to maybe get a major league team and the A's are on their radar, but just the story of Oakland, being a West Coast guy, man, I'm a little partial to getting those West Coast teams in.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool, and I agree with you. The story is pretty awesome, you know, and for that matter, I think the Tampa Bay Rays story is pretty awesome, too. I mean, I don't know. Right. I don't think you can lose either one of those teams getting in. I think the good news is that we're not going to see the Boston Red Sox in there. We get a little bit of a different team in there, and, you know, they're the team that won it last year. So somewhat disappointing for Red Sox Nation, but I'll be honest, man, it's refreshing for the rest of us that just want to see different teams in there. And you know what? It'd be cool to see the Nationals make some noise. It'd be cool to see the Twins make some noise, to be honest with you. That's a team that usually falters during the postseason. So we'll see how it all shapes up. Obviously, we got to take a little pause for the cause. I do hear the music behind us. So keep it close, everybody. It is a special edition of the Dorfon Sports Labor Day Weekend Edition. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will come right back.
There's a drive to deep right by Roberto Perez. Cleveland has the lead. And he rewards him with a ball hit the deep center field. Buxton's out of room. It's out of here. How do you like Jordan Luplo now? A two-run homer. It's his eighth of the year. He's driven in three runs on the night. And we are tied at seven.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
KJ Carter Samuel, second and goal, end zone, touchdown! Oh, BC Johnson! On opening drive, touchdown!
Three receivers going out to the wide right, single receiver up top left. Here's Greer again wanting to throw. He has time, he looks, he throws a deep ball down the left sideline, has a man, the pass is caught! Marcus Sims into the end zone, touchdown! West Virginia! A 45-yard strike! A beautiful throw from Will Greer. Marcus Sims down that left sideline beat the cornerback DeMarcus Fields, and a well-thrown ball as Sims just literally ran in stride underneath it, and he goes in for the score.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's a special edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Labor Day style here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Wow, man. Just think about the week that was, the weekend that's going on right now. Obviously, U.S. Open being played right now. We'll have a college football game later on in the day. Obviously, that's a big one, Houston and Oklahoma. So, you know what? College football kind of owns the weekend here, Mike Wilson, and rightfully so. It's week one of college football. We've got week one of the NFL coming up next week. But what a crazy weekend, man. We got upsets already, Mike, didn't we?
Yeah, we got upsets already. We got freshman quarterbacks that surprised many people. Just like the Sun Devil freshman quarterback, Jaden Daniels there. So, and, you know, we got that Knicks guy from Auburn last night leading the Tigers back against those pesky Ducks. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on, and it's just good to have college football back, my man. I'm telling you, I love this time of the year.
So how embarrassing of a loss for Tennessee is that? And by the way, would you say – no, but in all honesty, what was the most embarrassing loss of the weekend? Is that the most embarrassing loss of the weekend, Tennessee, or no?
Boy, you know, if it's not number one, it's real close. I mean, look, they you know, Tennessee paid Georgia State a little over $900,000 to show up and supposedly get beat. And Georgia State's head coach, his salary is only relative terms is $500,000 from Georgia State. So they made more just showing up to Tennessee than they pay their coach, which I found kind of interesting, a little funny there. But that was an embarrassing loss. And if you're Rocky Top Nation right now, you are fit to be tied. A little bit or a lot, knowing that it's the SEC and football is everything in that conference. So, you know, we had a lot of close games. We had some games where it just went the way that it did. But I will say that Auburn-Oregon game kind of lived up to what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a very good, entertaining game. And it was a very good, entertaining game with Auburn coming back down 15 with 4 minutes to go in the third. And, you know, they all they needed was a field goal. I mean, I'm sure you're watching the game and they said, screw that. We're going to throw this baby in the end zone and win it that way. So, you got to be happy with what you saw. If you are Auburn, you still can be happy with what you saw from the Ducks, last night. The Ducks are a good team. Like, let's not think that Oregon season is completely over and done, but Oregon's a good team. It's just, look, Auburn made the plays when they had to. They played a little bit more physical style late in the game. I will say the Ducks looked gassed by the end of that game as well, and you know, there's some back to the drawing board kind of stuff for Oregon, but they're not completely out of it. They're still a team that can win the Pac-12, get to the title game, those kind of things. But just a lot of entertaining football.
Look, I know we do have a caller, and we'll jump out to our caller in just a moment. But, look, we're talking about freshman quarterbacks, and Bo Nix is another right. freshman quarterback that struggled throughout that whole game, to be honest with you, Mike. Yeah, I did watch the game, obviously. My girlfriend was hating me yesterday because all I'm watching is tennis and football, and she's bored out of her skull. So, yeah, football is back, and you know what? She better get used to it, I guess, is the word. But the truth is we saw ourselves another freshman quarterback go out there and do something at the end of a ball game where I'm telling you what, man, I didn't have any faith in Bo Nix throughout that game. So the fact that his coach had the confidence in him late in the game to be able to go down and drive. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot of time left on the clock either when you think about it. A young guy going through all those progressions late in a ball game. I was really impressed, man. It was a relatively impressive drive. And, yeah, Oregon literally, you know, kind of blew it, if you ask me. They should have had a bigger lead in this game. No, they really should have had a bigger lead in this game. For them to only have 14 points at half, I was very shocked at that. And then being held to 7 points in the second half, Auburn did their job, man. That defense really stood up and held their ground, and they were able to score 21 points in the second half. So Auburn made the adjustments a lot better than Oregon did. And if you ask me, that's the reason that Auburn was able to win this ball game. And then obviously just a very impressive late drive by Bo Nix and the Auburn Tigers, man.
Yeah, no, and it pointed out one of the things that happens to Justin Herbert, the Oregon quarterback, when he gets pressure on him, or just like any quarterback. You get pressure, he starts to hurry his throws, he gets moved around off his spot kind of thing, and he doesn't perform as well. His QBR when he doesn't get pressure is insane. When he does get pressure, it's like 9. It's insane what his QBR does by simply getting pressure on him. And then the opposite happened at the other end. I mean, you and I would both agree that Bo Nix was getting plenty of pressure from the Oregon defense for a lot of that game. But towards the end, that offensive line stiffened up. Receivers stepped up their game, and he was able to complete some throws, make some plays with relatively less pressure than he was getting in that first half from the Ducks. So, yeah, Bo Nix. He's going to be a handful and to deal with because he's only going to get better. That's the thing you got to remember with these freshman quarterbacks. They are freshmen, and a lot of them are true freshmen. So, you know, they were walking around in high school cafeterias, you know, 6 months ago, and now they're playing major college Division I football. So, you know, and one thing that I will tell you that this guy does not get – he's getting some pub – but he's from your great state of Wisconsin up there in Badgerland, Jonathan Taylor, man. That guy is a stud, and he should be, if not already, in the Heisman Trophy discussion. The guy runs around everybody, through everybody. He catches the ball. I think, you know, total yards for him yesterday were in that, you know, about 183, 185-yard total complete game. He kind of reminds me of Christian McCaffrey a little bit. He has speed. He can hit guy. You know, he can go through between the tackles and he can catch stuff out of the backfield. He's that all around athlete that people need to be paying attention to.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, by the way, I may have made a big mistake on this one because before the season started, he was 18-1 for the Heisman Trophy. And I'll tell you what, 18-1 on Jonathan Taylor is ridiculous. I'll give you the numbers. You basically said them, but I'll give you the splits. 16 carries, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns to go along with that. 2 receptions for 48 yards and another couple touchdowns to go along with that. The guy had 4 touchdowns week 1. So yeah, you know that Jonathan Taylor is going to be a guy to be reckoned with week in and week out. And last year, the signs were there, to be honest with you. And
Yeah. You
know what Wisconsin did is they went on the road to South Florida and they literally made it rain there, bro. 49-0. And, you know, it literally was raining that night when they were playing there because they went out there and they just put a hurt on those guys. And, their quarterback looked good too, Jack Cowan. I mean, he played all right too. So at the end of the day, Wisconsin's got a pretty good squad, and Big Ten football all across the board, relatively pretty good. Michigan State had a pretty good showing. Ohio State went out there and played all right. Michigan played all right. Penn State, yeah, you name it, man. The Big Ten is back. LSU looked pretty good too. They won pretty going away, 55-3, and they took care of one of those schools that they should have, Georgia Southern. You know, like you're saying, Georgia State wound up being able to go in there and take care of Tennessee. Look, when you play these teams, I said it to you the other night about ASU. You have to dominate these teams. You have to destroy them. Winning 30-7 over Kent State, yes, it was impressive. And I know that, look, it was the first time that we got to see Jaden go out there, and you saw it up close and personal. Did he look like he belonged at this level, yes or no?
Yeah, he looks like he belongs.
Okay, we got to take a break, I guess, Mike. So we'll get back into it. On the other side, we'll bring our caller up. So Mitch in Santa Monica, we'll get to you on the other side. Keep it close. I didn't want to give you not enough time because I know you love to talk about sports, and we love to give you that opportunity. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, a special edition here on Labor Day weekend. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf getting you through. Keep it close, everybody.
Snap, play action to throw. A lot of time. Down the middle, wide open. Breland's got it. Breland's going to race it. 15, 10, haul it into the end zone and call it six. Jacob Breland, wide open.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three keywords.
buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Jordan is the tailback, single receiver, Callaway to the left. Garantano takes the snap, back on a play fake, looks, throws end zone, got a man, it is caught. Touchdown, Tennessee. Dominic Wood Anderson, the junior college transfer in the back of the end zone, was all alone. Garantano put it right on him, and the Volunteers find six with 6:13 to go here in the second quarter.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to this special edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, Labor Day style. We still work even though you people get the day off. It's just fine. We don't mind. We love being here, man. Whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, hailing, you name it, we got you covered each weekend here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Welcome back in, everybody. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. All right, we're going to jump out to the phones, and we're going to hook up with one of our great callers here on the program, none other than Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, brother?
Hey, don't forget, 72 and sunny here in Santa Monica here, Dorfman. I mean, you know, you can't forget that. What's on my mind? First of all, the Osaka Coco interview. Man, I was watching the match, and it really showed what a true professional is versus a rising star. Just hoping that Coco, as a 15-year-old with so much composure, on the court is going to turn into hopefully what we're all dreaming she's going to be and kind of take the women's game and kind of pass the baton from Serena and the Venuses and make her the next generation. But really what's more on my mind is this preseason of college football. You know, we see it each and every year where these first 2 weeks are just basically like preseason games. Or it's more like, my college professor once gave me the greatest advice in the world when I was leaving college. He said, you know what? The big decision in your life isn't going to be your first job, it's your second job. Because your first job is going to set you up to take that second job. And that's basically what these games are. Unless, of course, ESPN or Fox or ABC is paying you big money to play someone. I mean, you're basically playing nobody, and these games are just kind of ridiculous. So what did we see? We saw basically the Pac-12 is pretty much going to be the Pac-12. We don't know what the Big Ten is, and the SEC is going to be SEC. Is this going to be another just Alabama-Clemson year? God, I hope not, but it sure looks like it on paper and looks like it on the screen right now. So we'll see what happens in the college football world. Now, I'm sure that, you know, what you're really waiting for is myopic Mitch in Santa Monica's NFL preseason Super Bowl pick, because this would be the day to do it. And I don't know. I have been waiting, you've been waiting, the world is waiting. Is this the year that we're going to get Rodgers and Brady? Now, with the first year Matt LaFleur coach in Green Bay, maybe, maybe not. But I do know we've got a revamped Aaron Rodgers, a healthy Aaron Rodgers, a fun, exciting, commie-loving, just wonderful spirit Aaron Rodgers who's kind of settled down with his life. And you know what? This could be it. So I'm looking forward to it. And, hey, by the way, Dorfman, did you jump off the sports summer tour and get on the music summer tour and see the Stones this week? I mean, good for you, buddy boy.
Hey, let me ask you something, because you brought so much to the table. But yes, Rolling Stones were in town, Phoenix, Arizona. That's a true treat for anybody. Obviously, they're legendary band, man. So, but like Mitch and Santa Monica, I happen to have a decent taste for what music is all about, my friend. But I gotta ask you, man. You didn't mention this, and I'm actually kind of shocked, knowing that just from the time that you've been on the show with us, you had a daughter that went to Wisconsin, and obviously they took care of business in South Florida. And by the way, our thoughts and prayers are with those people in Florida and anybody that's being affected by that hurricane, because holy cow, man, that is like the mother of all storms. And we honestly, our hearts and prayers are with you people. Be safe. But Cal Bears, man, they took on UC Davis, and you know, I'm sorry, but that's where your other son goes, and he's your son, not your other son, but you have two kids, if I'm not mistaken, and your son goes to Cal, and he's in the marching band. So 27-13 over UC Davis. What's going on with the Cal Bears, man?
Well, I watched that entire game on one TV. You know, they had the tennis on the Osaka Poco match on the other. You know what? If the Matchinator is going to want to get – and his Cal Bears are going to go to another bowl game, they're going to have to clean their act up. So, you know, when you – on the first play, on the first kickoff, when you fumble it and spot the UC Davis, which, by the way, is not a bad team, 7 points and three turnovers in the first 16 minutes of the game, you're basically playing from behind. So, you know, the Cal Bears coming off the – what was it? The Cheez-It Bowl in the beautiful 9-6 game that they played last year, the greatest bowl game that actually ESPN said was of the entire season, because you were on your seat so much, there were so many turnovers. It was so exciting. I mean, you know, if they expect to actually get back there, take it to the next level, they're going to have to clean their act up, because, by the way, they're playing at Washington next week, which is kind of really nice for them, that in some ways they did struggle, that they're going to be able to get a little slap in the face. So, yeah, Cal Bears didn't look great, but when it came down to it in the second half, Davis had nothing, and Cal really just took over. So if you watch the game, you saw there were definitely mistakes that could have been cleaned up. Drop passes, it was just a comedy of errors in the first half, but they found a way to win. And on paper, if you look at it, 27-14, okay, fine, it wasn't a major blowout. But UC Davis, by the way, they're the cream of their conference. You know, those guys can actually play. And the Badgers, basically, that was a usual, you know, typical Big Ten schedule your patsy opponent type of victory. I mean, they didn't get Appalachian State on them. So, you know what? Good. Move on. Let's get through the non-conference, and we'll see what happens.
Let me throw this in there, because you brought up something that I think is interesting, and I think that Mike alluded to this earlier. You know, sloppy play is kind of part of the first month or so of NFL and college football. And also, you're seeing a lot of young guys out there on the field. We've talked about it a little bit. You know, or Auburn has a freshman quarterback. Bo Nix is out there. ASU has a freshman quarterback out there. There's a lot of freshman quarterbacks. There's a lot of guys just kind of feeling their way on the field. So Mike said this earlier, and I don't know, you never really gave it a timetable, Mike, but I would almost say, me personally, about the first 3 or 4 weeks or so are going to be somewhat sloppy, because you have a lot of young guys learning new systems, a lot of freshman quarterbacks, a lot of skill positions with young guys too. So, Mike, in all honesty, about how long does it take for these guys to settle in, and when will we be seeing a little bit higher quality game than we're seeing these first couple weeks?
For me, it should be about week 3, you know, right around when the league play starts. So it takes about that long with any team, but when you got these freshman quarterbacks, it's going to be, you know, and both you guys know this, it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride, because 1 week they're going to look good, you know, and Jaden Daniels looked all right. You know, he wasn't on fire or anything like that, but he didn't suck, you know? So
yeah,
it's going to be a little bit of time. And look, one of the freshman quarterbacks that I forgot to mention that came out with a victory yesterday was that kid from Boise State. They went down into Seminole land, and that kid yesterday, he definitely looked like
like he belonged? Did he have parts in the game where he struggled a little bit? Yeah, but what did he get? He got them a win on the road at Florida State. And say what you want about Florida State, it's still a big-time legit win on a Power 5 field. So that kid certainly looked like he belonged yesterday, and you know, we're going to have to keep our eyes on that kid. But it takes about 3 weeks.
Let's give a little bit of credit to Les Miles. I mean, he did something. Right. I don't care who Kansas is playing, man. He did something at Kansas where they don't normally do on a football field, and that's win. I know they beat Indiana State, but Les Miles gets a victory for Kansas in his debut for them. That's got to be significant to a certain degree. But, Mitch, basically what I was trying to get out there is I heard what you said. You said something about the preseason games for college, and I know you were kind of joking about that, and now here's where I'm going to pull this all together. Do you think that the NFL and their preseason is too long with the four games that they play? Because we see guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, the main guys are really not going to play anyway. So along with what you just said about the theme of these two first weeks of college football kind of being the preseason, is the NFL preseason too long? And do you think they'll finally make a change with it, Mitch?
I would say the NFL preseason right now, the teams love it because it gives them four games to evaluate their players and to whittle down their roster. Because basically you start off, right, with what you start off with and what you have is about 50%. And so we're seeing now, and Mike kind of said about the NFL doesn't get their stride together, you know, because the starters aren't playing the preseason anymore, you know, it takes a couple games for even the NFL teams to get their act together. They might, you know, I've heard the new kind of grumblings of, well, you know, we don't want to lose the revenue type of thing, and now that they might want to add two extra playoff teams to compensate for that and then get rid of a game. But, you know, I don't think there's any reason that they're going to go from more than 16 regular season games. Having the four preseason are nice, but you know what? It's pretty much unwatchable football unless you're really a fanatic and, I mean, or whack. And by the way, if you're betting on preseason football, please don't even think about calling into the show. I mean,
yeah, there's something wrong with you. I agree with you. Hey, but you just here. Look, let me. This is what I'm trying to say. Okay, we're all complaining about the quality of what we're seeing, right, in the first few weeks. Then my answer to this is actually going to be opposite. Why isn't there more preseason games? I'm sorry, but if we're upset about the – and I know why, okay, because of injury. I get it, okay? But truth be told, if we want to see a better quality game, then maybe they should put more time into the preseason. Or with that being said, maybe some of those older guys that are taking the whole preseason off shouldn't be taking the whole preseason off because their rhythm and timing is still off for weeks 1, 2, 3 of the regular season. Yes or no, Mike?
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, with all this, I think the preseason with the NFL should be shortened. And you know, like you said, it takes them 2-3 weeks to find their rhythm. Okay, shorten the preseason up. Let's just get this thing going.
So you'd rather have more regular season games and less preseason games. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying I want more regular season games. Just cut the preseason down to another week, or not another week, but you know, take away a week. Still have 16 games. You know, certainly it's going to shorten the season when it shortens up and when it ends. But I don't think these guys need more regular season games. I mean, that goes against everything that they're trying to do with the safety of the game.
All right, so Mitch, final word. Go ahead, man. Final word for us.
Well, I would argue that they've actually increased the preseason and that teams have now group practices before their actual game where you have the road team comes in a day or two or three before and they're practicing together. And so they almost have like a walkthrough of a preseason game without the fans out there that they actually can work on the stuff.
Mitch in Santa Monica, it's glad. We are absolutely excited as all you know what to have you back, man. I'm glad your summer tour of music is over and you're back to the sports world, brother.
Hey, it's not over, man. We're streaming Last Night of Fish at Dick's tonight. We all love Dick's in Colorado, so tonight, stream it, man. Last night, summer tour is over.
All righty, Mitch in Santa Monica, the guy knows sports, the guy knows music, and we love having him join us on the program. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, special edition here on Labor Day weekend.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
Yeah, we're going to win some ball games, that's for sure. They're going to win some ball games there with the Clippers. Obviously, Ballmer really happy about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George joining that team. And why not, man? Those guys are two of the top probably 15 players, top 10 players in the league right now, maybe even better. Welcome back, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, special Labor Day Weekend Edition here on the program, and glad to be coming at you. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Mike, hour number one just about in the books. It's absolutely flown by. We have hour number two on the horizon. That means We'll speak with Amy Lundy, sports journalist, writes for ESPN.com, and going to be a contributor for a new app coming out, Tennis One. So I'm excited to talk to her about what's happening at the U.S. Open. Obviously, some great stories there with Coco Gauff getting to the third round and Nick Kyrgios going down to Rublev last night. That was a really, really fun match to watch because it was tight. It was close, but three sets is three sets. And Medvedev, I don't know, have you been watching a lot of the U.S. Open, yes or no?
Off and on. I was going to ask you about Medvedev because he had a little controversy the other night. And fans kind of got on him with some stuff that he was doing or saying. So, he's an interesting fellow.
He was just a little bit annoyed that night and obviously kind of let things get the better of him and his emotions a little bit and kind of made a gesture that was totally uncalled for. But I do know the music's behind us. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. We'll get more into that with Amy Lundy on the other side in just a little bit. But hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll in a West Texas shooting rampage increased to 7 as authorities investigated why a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal, opened fire on them, and then fled. The man shot around 24 people as he drove before being killed by officers outside a movie theater. A 17-month-old girl is among those injured and remains in critical condition. A news conference is scheduled for later today in Odessa. An already dangerous Hurricane Dorian continues to intensify as it closes in on the northern Bahamas, threatening to batter the islands with Category 5 strength winds, pounding waves, and torrential rain. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Dorian's maximum sustained winds have now increased to 175 miles an hour with devastating hurricane conditions. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas continue to watch closely on Dorian amid indications it might veer sharply northwestward after passing the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A senior North Korean diplomat berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over his comments describing North Korean behavior as rogue and warned that Pyongyang's hopes for talks with Washington are continuing to fade. In a statement carried by state media, North Korean First Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said Pompeo's thoughtless comments increase North Korean people's animosity toward Americans and make it harder for working-level nuclear dialogue between the countries to resume. President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports is likely to deliver a direct hit on many customers who were largely spared from higher prices in the previous round of import taxes. The United States government will be collecting 15% tariffs on $112 billion in Chinese imports, items ranging from smartwatches and televisions to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, and meat and dairy products. American households face price increases because many U.S. companies say they'll be forced to pass on to customers the higher prices they'll pay on Chinese imports. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290.
800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sirhan Sirhan, imprisoned for more than 50 years for the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was hospitalized after being stabbed by a fellow inmate. A statement from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation said the stabbing occurred Friday afternoon at the Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility near San Diego. Officers responded quickly and found an inmate with stab wound injuries. He was transported to the outside hospital for medical care and is currently in stable condition. A number of Democrats this week were frustrated and some even dropped out of the race after being disallowed for the September 12th debates because they either didn't get over 130,000 individual donors or 2% in four very specific polls exclusively chosen by DNC Chairman Tom Perez. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard had issues with the process.
The whole process really lacks transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be and ultimately who our next president, commander-in-chief will be. When you see that lack of transparency, it creates lack of faith and trust in the process.
Gabbard received over 130,000 in individual donors, but did not make the 2% in the four specific polls. She reached two of them, and of the other 14 polls that came out the week before, she was over 2% in eight of them. She's frustrated with the process after seeing the same type of things done by the DNC in the 2016 primaries between Hillary Clinton and the man she was working for at the time, Bernie Sanders.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, maybe even good evening to some of you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, special edition here on Labor Day weekend. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. So much to get into from college football. Week one is come and gone for the most part. We do have Oklahoma and Houston on Sunday, which is special because college football owns the weekend completely because we all know NFL football is here next week. It all gets kicked off Thursday night with the oldest rivalry in football, the Packers and Bears, baby. I love it. And obviously, if you don't know, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, so I'll let it be known right away. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in, Mike Wilson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. Yes, you are a Packer fan. You're an unapologetic Packer fan, which is perfectly fine. Like, my wife is an unapologetic Steeler fan. She makes no bones about it, so it's all good. It's what it's called being a fan. you know.
You're an unapologetic Dolphin fan. And you know what? For that, buddy, I feel bad for you, bro. What happened with them? How many deals did they just make the other day? Crazy stuff. And, you know, there's a lot to get into with the NFL. A lot of cuts were made. Some decent names out there, too, to be honest with you. I'm kind of shocked and surprised about that. But it's here, man. College football's here. It's upon us. NFL football's right around the corner. We're just getting loose, people. We're getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Stance in the shotgun. Alex Collins to his left. Hands it to Collins. Sweeping to the right. Tries to get around the edge. He does. He's to the five. He's to the pylon. And he's in. Touchdown. Alex Collins. First and goal from the 8. Newton backs up. Looking. Looking end zone. Has the receiver. Leaping grab. Moore. Touchdown.
Dalton fakes a handoff. He's going to lob it deep toward Ross in the end zone. And it is a touchdown! A great catch for John Ross as he somehow maneuvered up and over Marlon Humphrey.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, special Labor Day Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Mike, obviously, I want to talk a little NFL football with you, brother. It's 1 week away, and actually not even quite 1 week away. We obviously get started Thursday night with the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, the oldest rivalry in professional football. And you know what? A lot of interesting cuts, man. I was actually really surprised to see the running back from the Bills let go, and then the Chiefs jump all over that and pick him up, reuniting with Andy Reid. I love that move, to be quite honest with you. Obviously, since they lost their running back Kareem Hunt from things that he did off the field, and then they decided to move on. But I'll tell you what, interesting moves. We'll see who gets picked up. We'll see who gets cut, obviously, but NFL football's here, brother. How excited are you?
No, I'm just excited for pro football as I am college football. I mean, you alluded to it right there. A lot of wheeling and dealing all of a sudden. And it's certainly safe to say the Dolphins, you don't want to call it that they're in tank mode, but they are in full tank mode right now, getting rid of players, you know, offensive linemen, skill guys. They're going to tear this baby down, build it back up through the draft. They're getting draft picks. The person that I, you know, even though Fitzpatrick was named the opening day starter, you just, there's a part of me, and I mean, I know you talk about it all the time, that I got a special thing for Josh Rosen, but, you know, Rosen, you know, he gets drafted by the Cardinals. He gets stuck behind that god-awful offensive line that they had. And now in Miami, they get rid of a few offensive linemen, and not a lot of experience on the O-line. And, you know, at some point, they're going to put Rosen in there. And I don't know if he's going to have the same thing that he had in Arizona, but you know, this guy's getting, is going to be stuck behind offensive lines that just can't will struggle to keep him upright. And I just kind of feel for the guy a little bit. But LeSean McCoy reuniting with Andy Reid in Kansas City. Let's just have the rich get richer a little bit. McCoy can still play. Is he what he was a few years ago? No, but nobody is. But that's just another weapon for Mahomes, you know, to throw to hand off to do whatever. So, you know, that's going to be fun to watch. And the Texans, watch out for the Texans. You and I talk about the Texans quite a bit. And I know you like the Texans. I like the Texans. We're big Deshaun Foster, you know, fans.
You mean Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. My mistake. But the Texans are going to be a team to keep your eye on as well. And, dude, I almost said San Diego, but the L.A. Chargers are letting Gordon, that running back, seek a trade. I don't know what to think about that. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that whole Gordon situation for the Chargers.
Well, I think it's they're trying to do something before it gets ugly, you know, and that brings up another conversation about Ezekiel Elliott and what happens with him and the Dallas Cowboys. I've been hearing that they're working extremely hard to get a deal done before the regular season starts. I'll be shocked if one doesn't get done, to be honest with you. They understand the importance of Ezekiel Elliott. And Melvin Flash Gordon, I think that's an interesting situation, too. I think they're just fed up with him. They're like, look, you know, you've got a contract. Play this thing out. We'll work it out after you go out there and put in some work. And I'm kind of a big advocate of that in general. Ezekiel Elliott, this is 2 years before his contract comes up. He's still got $12.9 million left on the deal. I think guys are just getting crazy and caught up in the sense of, look, man, I have to get paid, and I have to get paid right now. So it's somewhat disconcerting to a sense, but also I get it. Guys want to get paid. They're playing a really physical game. And with that being said, you know, the news of Andrew Luck calling it quits, and you know, people are comparing that and saying, well, he left too early. Why did he leave? This and that and the other. It's his prerogative, man. If the guy wants to get out of the league and be able to raise his family and be able to walk and not have issues later on in life, I'm all about it, man. More power to the guy. Shady McCoy getting back with Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Dude, that's another guy that can get the ball. Obviously, can run it out of the backfield for him. He catches the ball, too. It's literally a great weapon. I mean, this is a guy that gives him a little bit of everything. So I think the Kansas City Chiefs really helped themselves. If there's anybody that's going to be able to beat the New England Patriots, I do think one of those teams is the Kansas City Chiefs. And then the other team that you talked about was the Chargers. I actually think they've got a legitimate shot, too. They were pretty damn good last season, too. So, look, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. But at the same time, this is going to be a war. This is going to be a battle. What do you think about the Arizona Cardinals, man? What is your realistic expectations for the team that we have right in our backyard?
Four wins. Like I just see it as that. I see this not going so well for Kyler Murray and Kingsbury in their first year in the desert. Now it's not to say that, you know, this doesn't turn around and they get the appropriate weapons. I mean, Kyler just doesn't have the weapons. The receiving core isn't there. You can say what you want about Fitz, but you know, Fitz is Fitz, but everybody else is not there. DJ, he's been null and void the last couple of years, one because of injury, but two, he just hasn't had very good years running the ball. And for this kind of offense to kind of take hold, you need your main guys and you need weapons to be performing at a high level. And then when you think about, they got to play Seattle twice, they got to play the Niners twice, they got to play the Rams twice. Tell me how many, you know, someone's going to have to convince them that they see, you know, a lot of wind coming, you know, the Cardinals' way out of a division that has those kind of quarterbacks and offensive schemes. And let's not forget about Seattle having a good defense now that they got Clowney.
Clowney, yep.
Traded. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you got Aaron Donald and that whole Rams defense in LA. So, you know, when you look at the team in terms of their weaponry and what they got as far as personnel, you just kind of throw up your shoulders and your hands and you go, eh. But then when you look outside of that and you see the teams that are just in their division, okay, they're going to struggle because they got good quarterbacks, they got good defenses, and they got good coaching. So
And the big thing that you left out is that they've got two rookies leading them along the way. They got a rookie head coach and they got a rookie quarterback. And you know what? There's going to be growing pains no matter how we want to slice it. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to KSRN for picking us up as well. Now you get us in many different ways. So we appreciate them picking up the show starting this week as well. And you know what? Look, man, at the end of the day, you're only as good as your offensive line, and the offensive line has been historically bad for the Arizona Cardinals. They do have a guy that's pretty mobile now. I think that's a tough spot, too, because you don't want this guy running too much. One hit could probably end it for him. He looks really small out there. I know he's a tough guy. I know he's got a lot of heart, and I know a lot of people have a lot of wants and desires for this guy to be really good and to be the savior for the Arizona Cardinals. I think we're getting ourselves a little bit speeding if we're expecting that to happen this season. But look, at the end of the day, man, this is going to be an interesting, fun season. And I do think that the Arizona Cardinals are one of those teams that people have their eye on. Will they or the Cleveland Browns live up to whatever people's expectations are? I think that's a really good question, because the Cleveland Browns, people have all kinds of expectations of them getting to the Super Bowl. Win a game first. But anyways, and then on the other side, you got the Cardinals, and people are wanting to see what kind of a disaster it could potentially be. We got to take a break, and then on the other side, Amy Lundy, sports journalist who writes for ESPN.com, and we'll get her on to talk about what's going on at the U.S. Open. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf.
Under center. West fake. He's rolling, pumping, steps up. He is firing deep for Aguilar, who has it at the 35. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He whirls and is knocked out of bounds at the 10.
Double tight end, three receivers set up to the left on second and 10. Fake the handoff, Mahomes to his right. Now throws back to the left. It's caught by Darrell Williams. He's got room. 10-yard line, 5-yard line. Williams dives. He's in. Touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Say you're sorry. Well, then don't talk to me.
Yeah. You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, special Labor Day weekend style edition here on the program. And we're now going to bring in Amy Lundy, sports journalist who writes for ESPN.com and a contributor for a new app called Tennis One here on the program. And welcome into the show, Amy. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Can't complain. You know, it's another day in paradise for here in the Valley of the Sun. Very hot and humid and sticky. But obviously, you've had an opportunity to be checking out what's going on at the U.S. Open. And for people that have never been, like myself, kind of give us a little bit of the picture as to what it's all about, how many people are out there, and how much people love the game of tennis that are actually there.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's just such a great atmosphere, especially if you like city, you like New York. Each slam has its own personality, And this one is just really vibrant, full of energy. You line up to get a cocktail or something, and you get it right away because things happen in a New York minute in New York. And this U.S. Open in particular has been setting record numbers for attendance. They've had around 70,000 each day come through the gate, which is a record number. And from what I understand, it's setting records for TV ratings as well. So tennis is having a moment right now.
I agree 100%. That's the voice of Amy Lundy, sports journalist, writes for ESPN.com. Hey, let me ask you this, and I have a feeling that part of that buzz is what took place on Saturday with Coco Gauff and Naomi Osaka. It was an unbelievable moment for the tennis world. It was an unbelievable moment for the sports world, if you ask me, seeing how gracious Naomi Osaka was in victory, where she didn't want the limelight completely to herself, and she understood the moment for Coco Gauff extremely well. Talk a little bit about that and how that may help the game of tennis in general, and especially the women's game.
Well, I think what happened with Serena Williams at the final last year, people reacted to it differently. You know, some people thought that it was very negative and reflected poorly on the sport. Other people thought that it was good and that it brought certain issues to the forefront. Whatever the case, people started engaging with tennis again. And I think people have really started to see the players more as human beings. People who cry, they laugh, they have their good moments, they have their bad moments. You know, they have these moments where they just sort of cover themselves in glory. And that's what happened last night, you know, after Naomi Osaka on the court just crushed Coco Gauff.
Yeah.
And then she, at the net, at the handshake, she just completely broke with protocol and invited Coco to do the post-match interview with her. And that's what they did. And it was just a very touching and real, genuine, human moment, which I think will cause people to engage with the sport more and see the players more as human beings.
Good call. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Amy. This is Mike Wilson. Nice to talk with you today. And, you know, Amy is the resident tennis expert between the two of us, and I'm more of a when the majors are on, that's when I kind of pay attention. But with this major has always been my favorite, and because it's New York and it's all the vibe that they have, and that new stadium is spectacular looking. But when I look at the men's side here, in your opinion, does Djokovic take this thing, or is Federer going to be good enough to beat the Joker, or, you know, what's going on there?
Well, first of all, I'm welcoming you in to being one of these people who just parachutes into the Grand Slams. I mean, it's a great way to do it, because some of the inside tennis minutia that happens outside of the Grand Slams is just sort of, that's for the hardcore. But tennis needs, like, all kinds of different fans. So I'm glad that you're enjoying this Grand Slam. You know, I write a lot about stats and analytics. I write for a website that's part of the ESPN ABC family called 538, and they do a lot of political stuff and predictive stats and analytics and stuff. But they also have a sports section, and so I do some tennis writing for them. And so I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm just going to write about stats in terms of trends and things that I like, and I'm not going to do predictions. So I won't predict, but I will tell you that I tend to like the players who actually use stats and analytics. In other words, they have that element to their team, just like, you know, the baseball guys are using it or the NBA is using it. And the players that not only do they have that stats person or element to their training, but they are also have the personality to be able to accept it, you know, like it's not overwhelming for them. So the players that do that, that are left in the field, include Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal and Berrettini. Those are the guys. You know, I interviewed Monfils recently, a few days ago, for an article. I'm not sure that he's using the stats. He's more of an instinctive player. So, you know, I like the guys, and Djokovic is definitely one of them. He's doing his scouting, so he's got Wawrinka next. That's a very tough match. We'll see.
That'll be an interesting one. That's the voice of Amy Lundy, sports journalist, writes for ESPN.com, and a contributor for a new app called Tennis One. Tell us a little bit about Tennis One.
Yeah, so it hasn't launched yet. They're just putting the finishing touches on it right now. They want to be the go-to app for you if you want to know scores, if you want to know draws. And, you know, we all have problems looking at the draw. It's like, especially at the beginning of a tournament, it's like you've got hundreds of players and you just want to see it, like, big, and it's hard to see it on your phone. Well, they've got this feature that's this pinch and pull feature where you can look at the draws very easily and sort of intuitively. And then they're just going to have a whole lot of different content. They're going to have different contributors, and I'm going to be writing about stats and analytics for them. And I'm also interested in doing some travel stuff. You know, like, let's say you want to go to New York and you want to get tickets and just experience the Grand Slam, and where do you stay? You know, how do you not get ripped off and stuff like that? I want to contribute to them in such a way that I can, like, give advice and say, don't do an Airbnb. You know, you can get a good deal here. And I'm really looking forward to that because I love giving advice to, like, the casual fan to get them more engaged with the sport.
Absolutely. No, that's good stuff. Hey, before we let you run, we got to get your opinions on Nick Kyrgios and also Daniil Medvedev. These two guys are fiery. They've played with a lot of emotion. Obviously, Kyrgios went down, but Medvedev's still in it. What are your thoughts on those two guys?
I'm in the camp that I love them. I think they're great for the game. You know, obviously, I don't like to see Kyrgios do something that's really over the line, like spitting or
right.
Something like that. I mean, I saw the video the other day where he took his towel and he wiped it, like, under his arms and some other places, and then he threw it to a fan.
Yep.
He did that, like, day before yesterday.
Yep.
You know, that kind of gives me the cringe, but I'm definitely in the camp that I think they're great for the game. Bring on the nerds, the villains, the sarcastic guys. It's fun.
Hey, we appreciate your time, Amy. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you maybe for the Australian Open. What do you say?
Oh, I would love it. My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
Amy Lundy, sports journalist, writes for ESPN.com, and she will be a contributor for a new app called Tennis One coming out pretty soon. We got to take a little pause for the cause. We're going to do it, and we'll come back, continue to rap about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skincare, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of hymns for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. Four hymns. That's right. For him. No, hymns. Forhims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
You know, listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month. One audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. All professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to their Audible app. With that convenient app, members can access Audible anytime. Start listening today with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/fish or text F-I-S-H to 500-500. That's audible.com/fish.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Motion man is Conley now to the near side. He'll shift to the left. Mahomes shotgun, moving pocket to the right. Mahomes looking to the end zone. Mahomes nothing there. Pump fake. Mahomes throws it. Touchdown! DeMarcus Robinson! A sidearm toss from Mahomes. Just in the nick of time. Kansas City is on the board first.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, special Labor Day weekend edition of the show. And by the way, the NFL Rewind starts next week on Sports Overnight America. I love the fact that that's happening. Anyways, welcome back in, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Mike, I mean, look, we have yet to give our predictions as far as what's going on in the NFL. Might be that time, my friend. I mean, who's going to win? All right, let's do this. Let's start out by divisions. Who's going to win the AFC East? Is it Buffalo, Miami, New England, or the Jets? I'm going with the Patriots once again. How about you, brother?
Let me see here. Where are the Super Bowl champs? Oh, yeah, New England. Yeah, until, like, you know, forever. So, yeah.
Until at least Tom Brady retires, okay? So that might be another 10 years. Who knows? The guy never gets touched. We talk about all the offensive lines that can't protect anybody. That offensive line does a hell of a job protecting him, and that's why the guy's playing at the age of 40-some-odd years old, and he plays really well at that age. All right, NFC East might be interesting. Dallas Cowboys are starting the year in an interesting way. Who will see if Ezekiel Elliott gets signed before the week ends, and obviously week one begins. The Giants are in this division, the Eagles, the Washington Redskins. I'm going to go with the Eagles. Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go with the Eagles and Carson Wentz. And, you know, if and when, I mean, it's just a matter of when Ezekiel shows up, that could make it a little bit different. But I'm going to go with Philly.
I do think that the Cowboys could be interesting, though. Obviously, if they have all those weapons on offense and everybody's playing together and everybody's playing happy, I actually think they have a legitimate shot to win that division. But I'm going to go with the Eagles just on a hunch. All right, the AFC North. We've talked a little bit about the Cleveland Browns and them living up to the hype. The Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, who I think with Lamar Jackson, and we'll see how he progresses a little bit this year. The Pittsburgh Steelers, a much different situation there now for Big Ben. Doesn't have AB, doesn't have Le'Veon Bell. He's got some new guys, James Conner, Juju Schuster-Smith. I mean, he's got a bunch of different guys to be throwing the ball to and handing the ball off to. And we saw what happened with him and James Conner last year. I think it was a pretty decent start to that relationship. I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. I think that they still flex their muscles a little bit, and I think Cleveland doesn't live up to the hype. What say you, Mike Wilson?
I'm exactly with you, and this has nothing to do with our house basically being a Steeler household, but getting rid of AB and Le'Veon, the vocal drama group, is going to work wonders. And I heard something this week from a football writer who asked head coach Mike Tomlin about the whole problem with AB and were there any other problems with AB besides what we know of. And Tomlin just goes, "You have no idea. you don't know what I know." I mean, it was crazy. So I think Cleveland's a bunch of hype right now because they haven't done squat. And I actually think Cleveland finishes third in this division. I think the Ravens finish second.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Baltimore's pretty tough, man. I just think that John Harbaugh finds a way to really, really bring out the best in his quarterback's ability. And you know what? Lamar Jackson will just get better. I think truly, I really like the kid. I know he uses his legs a lot, but if this guy can get a little more accurate, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I don't disagree with that. NFC North, Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. First thing I'll say right away is we got ourselves a division full of relatively good quarterbacks in this one. We know about Cousins. We know about Rodgers. We know about Stafford. We know that Mitch Trubisky came onto the scene last season. And if he progresses even more, the Chicago Bears could be tough. Khalil Mack and the defensive side of the ball for them. They've got some weapons at the wide receiver spot. They're solid at the running back position. I actually really like the Chicago Bears a lot. I like Minnesota a lot. This is a tough one for me. I'm going to take Minnesota because I think that what they did last season, 8-7-1, was about the worst possible scenario that we could have ever imagined for them. I think the Bears overachieved a little bit, and you hear me keeping my Green Bay Packers out of the mix. And I want people to realize I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, but I'm also really objective about the situation too. They're not that good of a football team, at least yet, in my humble opinion. And with a rookie, a new situation, you have a first-year head coach coming in with Aaron Rodgers there, it's going to take some time for things to be figured out. So I'm going Minnesota, I'm going Chicago, I'm going Green Bay, and then I'm going Detroit in the cellar. But and I want people to realize, I love the Packers, but I'm objective. And that's to my Arizona Cardinal fans that are listening to us, because y'all get delusional. Y'all think they're going to be 10-6. That's not happening unless something absolutely insane goes on in the league this year. But I like the Minnesota Vikings in this division, Mike.
No, I'll take your advice right there with the Packers and stuff, because I was having a hard time figuring out where the Packers fit in all this. I'll take Minnesota first, Chicago second, Green Bay third, and like you said, Detroit bringing up the rear.
Look, would I be happy if something else takes place and somehow the Packers in the playoffs? And to me, to be honest with you, that is something that has to happen for the Packers this year. They have to be back in the playoff mix. They have to be a team that is looking to get into the playoffs. That to me is an improvement. AFC South, we've already talked a little bit about the Texans. Indianapolis Colts, obviously a whole different ball game there now with the retirement of Andrew Luck. The Jags, they've got Nick Foles in the mix there. Titans, I don't know what's up with them. They seem to be kind of up and down year in and year out. They're kind of a different team. I really like the Houston Texans now that the Indianapolis Colts don't have Andrew Luck as their quarterback. I do think Nick Foles is a guy that can help the Jacksonville Jaguars make some noise. That defense is pretty good. We'll see how they are on offense. But I'm going with the Houston Texans to win that division.
Oh, you'd be crazy to choose anything but Houston in that division. I mean, they picked up some more players from Miami. You know, they did get rid of Clowney, but that defense is still going to be solid. I still think, even with Jacoby Brissett now quarterback in Indianapolis, I still think Indy can be the second-place team above Tennessee and Jacksonville. Tennessee, this is make or break year to me for Marcus Mariota. You know, so there was a lot of hype with him, obviously coming out of Oregon in the draft. He has to stay healthy too. He has to show that he can lead a team into the playoffs and deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think it'll be an interesting division to watch throughout the year, and we'll see how the Colts respond to Andrew Luck no longer being there. The NFC South, Falcons, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got B.A. now, the quarterback whisperer there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Jameis Winston. I think it's an interesting season for them. New Orleans Saints, we know how good they are. Drew Brees, and that's a good defense. That's a tough team to play at home. If they have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, look out for them. Carolina Panthers, I expect big things out of them. I think Christian McCaffrey has a breakout season. I think Cam Newton figures out how to use that guy. Atlanta Falcons, they could be good too. Matty Ice, maybe he has a year where he gets back in the mix a little bit. I actually think this is maybe one of the best, if not the best, divisions in football. I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints, but I'll tell you what, it could be any one of these teams, to be honest with you, Mike, but I just think that the talent on New Orleans is superior to everybody else.
Yeah, I'll take the Saints. I'm going to go Carolina second, Atlanta third, and Tampa Bay bringing up the rear, but you are dead on, nail on the head kind of stuff, where this could be the best division in football because there is solid talent with each one of these squads. And when the interdivision games are played, those games are going to be just uber important to those teams.
Absolutely. All right. AFC West, Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, LA Chargers, and then the Oakland Raiders. I guess I'm going to say the Broncos will be in the cellar. I think the Raiders are in third. I think that the Chargers and the Chiefs are two really, really good football teams. It could go either way, but I'm going to give the nod to the Kansas City Chiefs. I do like the pickup of Shady McCoy. It just helps them tremendously. And obviously, Melvin Gordon not playing right now for the Chargers. They're letting him seek a trade. I think there's a little bit of dissension there going on right now, ultimately. But truth be told, they have a lot of talent. Keenan Allen, great wide receiver. We know about Phillip Rivers. I think this is a two-headed race, but I'm going to give the nod to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you got to give it to the Chiefs. I mean, they're just so loaded with talent now. And if Shady McCoy ends up there, I mean, it's just like I said at the beginning of the program, the rich get richer in terms of talent. So I'll take the Chiefs and Chargers. I'm actually going to go Broncos and then the Raiders bringing up the rear.
All right. All righty, folks. Here it is. NFC West. We've got our Arizona Cardinals who are in our backyard. We got the Rams. We got San Francisco. We got the Seahawks. You just made that deal for Javon Clowney. I like that. I think it's pretty nice for them. San Francisco, this is the return of Garoppolo from his ACL. The Rams, they're returning from a Super Bowl where they didn't look so good. And the Arizona Cardinals are coming back after a year where they got rid of everybody and they got a whole brand new situation here. I like the Rams, man, and I think that Seattle's going to be tough. I think San Francisco is going to be tough, and I think that the Arizona Cardinals, unfortunately, are going to be in the cellar. They win somewhere between 4 and 6 games is my humble opinion.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I mean, the Cardinals are going to be bringing up the rear. The Rams win the division because, to me, the Rams got the most talent. They got the most solid defense in the group. But the other two teams, their offenses are going to be just as good. You got Jimmy G coming back. You got Russell Wilson. We all know what Russ can do. And adding Jadeveon Clowney is going to only help that squad. So I'll go Rams, Seahawks, Niners, Cardinals.
All right. Sounds good. So ultimately, then, who do you have in the Super Bowl? I know it's a long ways away and a lot of injuries and things can happen, but let's just get our Super Bowl picks out there just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it. I'm gonna go Saints, and I'm actually gonna go Texans. Saints and Texans.
That's not bad, man. I like that. I'm going to stick with the New England Patriots, though, for some weird reason. I just think that they own it. And if it's not them, I'm going to say the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'll give you two there. On the other side, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings, maybe. And the other team that I'm going to roll with would be the New Orleans Saints, just like you. I think that they got a lot of talent. So I got four teams that I think are in the mix. But ultimately, man, it's the NFL football season, and it stands for not for long for a reason, because injuries could happen, people can get hurt, things can happen throughout the season that make it really difficult for what we just said to have happen. But obviously, I hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap up hour number two and the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Everybody, keep it close.
First and 10. They got the ball with Foles under center. From the 41-yard line of four-man front, the snap to spin, it's a flea flicker. Clement tosses it back to Foles, who winds up, long arching spiral down the far side, over the shoulder, catch of the pylon. It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's grabbed by Smith! Double-teamed! Over the shoulder! 41-yard strike! How in the world did he bring that in? Cloaked with defenders! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608.
That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, special Labor Day Weekend Edition here on the program. And obviously want to thank Amy Lundy, sports journalist who writes for ESPN.com and soon to be a contributor for a new app called Tennis One. I'm excited about the NFL Rewind. Season number 3 of the NFL Rewind starts next week on Sports Overnight America. I do appreciate all the different ways that you pick us up, whether it's iHeart, TuneIn, and the new one, KSRN, picking us up today, Heartland Newsfeed. We appreciate all those because, truth be told, I know you have choices, and I appreciate you picking up the Dorf on Sports program. Mike, as always, at this time, we give our parting shots, my friend. You're up.
My parting shot simply goes out to college football, man. I mean, you guys did not disappoint over the weekend. Looking forward to a great season. All these freshman quarterbacks, you know, growing and getting better as we go through the season.
You know what? You and I are similarly, most of the time, on the same page. My shout out is about NFL football, my friend. Guess what? We are literally days away from the opening kickoff, which happens on Thursday. And yes, it is the oldest rivalry in football, the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. There is not a better way for them to kick off the NFL season. I love it. It is what we want. It's what we want. It's here, people. The NFL season is here. So that brings hope. That brings optimism. And you know what? There are a lot of teams out there that should have it. And you know what? Good for you, people. Good for you, people. Cheer your teams on. Go hard week in and week out. But remember, it's just a game. Speaking of that, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Mike. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.